Before we get into today's video, I just wanted to say that today I am joined by a very special guest. He is known by JCJ_gaming. He is a good friend of mine, a friend of the channel, supporter of the channel for a long time now. Over on his YouTube channel, you can find wonderful and hilarious gaming videos that he has between himself and his friends. And today he is playing the doctor that is shown in the transcripts of the audio journal that you'll hear later in the narration. So please go over to his channel, tell him thank you for helping me out with this one. And without further ado, let's get into it. Hey there, class. Not going to beat around the bush too much today, as I don't want to keep you any longer than I have to, and today's is kind of shorter, as it's mostly audio logs. Today's item number is SCP-054, otherwise known as the Water Nymph. Object class is safe. Special containment procedures. Subject is held in a watertight isolation room outfitted with specialized climate control equipment. An ornate fountain filled with water stands in the center of the enclosure. Maintenance personnel are required to wear NBC suits while inside the containment area and must spend 10 minutes in a special drying room after exiting. In the event of a breach, the surrounding area should be evacuated and the enclosure flushed with liquid nitrogen. The fountain's chemical levels and volume are to be monitored and maintained. Spring water from should be used, as SCP-054 is highly sensitive to hydrochloric conditions. SCP-054 has developed a mistrust for human males during its confinement, thus assignment of female personnel is recommended. Description. Out of water, the subject most often appears as a female humanoid with a mean volume of 90 liters comprised entirely of water. Other forms are possible, commonly geometric shapes. When it enters a body of water, it becomes indistinguishable from the surroundings. The subject must periodically return to a body of water in order to maintain its volume due to evaporation. Initially found in, it was moved to Site 08 for further study. Subject was initially curious about Foundation personnel and seemed to enjoy interacting with maintenance staff and researchers, and mimicking their forms on occasion. After a number of weeks, the creature apparently felt comfortable enough to remain out of water during routine monitoring, though it retreated when attempts were made to study its composition. SCP-054 is apparently composed of normal water with no detectable differences compared to ordinary spring water from the same source. No thermal, electromagnetic, biological, or other phenomenon has ever been detected in this body that would suggest how it animates. Water lost by SCP-054 due to evaporation exhibits no special properties when condensed. Experiments with SCP-054 were halted following two researchers injured. After this incident, containment protocols were updated. Subject thereafter exhibited signs of mistrust and aggression around male personnel, which made up the majority of the original research staff. Subject reclassified Euclid. And here we have the audio logs, the partial transcripts, audio journal 054-A.
Water loss experiment. Subject becomes withdrawn and inactive when denied access to water. Its compact shape is theorized to reduce surface area exposed to evaporation. For the first few days, it moved eagerly to greet anyone entering its enclosure and behaved excitably. Possibly indicates an understanding by the subject that we control its access to water supplies. Subject ceased this behavior yesterday, presumably in recognition that no help was forthcoming. Temperature extremes testing. Reauthorization to attempt sub-zero testing this morning. The subject became lethargic as the temperature fell and froze completely after. Spectroscopy of the ice crystals revealed no abnormalities. Ice chips were collected for study. This is in stark contrast to his behavior in the 95-degree test, when it became aggressive and attempted to escape its enclosure. We submitted a work order to combine the climate control equipment with the subject's standard enclosure, as it has begun to resist efforts to transport it to its experimental chambers with increasingly desperate behavior. Memory and conditioning evaluation. Subject has proven unexpectedly adept at navigating complex mazes and solving puzzles. Dr. Seskel has finally overcome the problem of motivating the subject by application of electrical shock and or silica desiccants. He joked that we should have it trained to fetch in no time, and after observing his methods, I think he might be right. Note, subject to be allowed a 48-hour recuperation period. It seemed to be lagging in its progress at the end of the week's experiments. Acid/base incorporation experiment. Last log entry. I'm starting with a 0.5 mg HCI solution. I have no idea what will happen, but if this thing incorporates homeostatic mechanisms like I suspect, then we should get some insight into how it maintains its form. Temperature in the enclosure has been lowered to 278 Kelvin to help control existing erratic behavior.
Addendum 054-B. After 5 years with no incidents, subject rating has been downgraded to safe on recommendation of Dr. Experiments will resume under an auspice of Biology Unit E7. Comment just does about it here. Thank you all for attending our classes. They should be coming to you much regularly now. Again, sorry for my extended leave of absence. But until next time.